Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Oh yeah, we're back in business, baby. Oh yeah, we're back in business, baby.
Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Good morning, everybody. This is Paparel from Sheffield's Juju Club on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And today we're going to have a bit of a romp through the history of South African music. I can't go into a lot of musical detail, but I'm just going to do a bit of a chronology, starting, what's my earliest? 1967 is the earliest track. And 2025 is the last track, and we really go from township music through various forms of South African house and ended up with Amapiano, which, in case you're interested, and obviously some of you are really into it, is a form of music from South Africa which has literally taken over the world in the last 5 years. And I would say, before I play you any more music, and very quickly, that what I like about South African music is it's unique. It's developed its own style and flavours, all of its own, obviously borrowing from Western music. But I can't hear anything at all like South African music coming out of any other parts of Africa. So there.
was on her way to make a movie down in LA. She said, I never lost, I said, you'll never win. I bet you never ever heard her name. But every winner's name is in the Hall of Fame. And you're a winner when you beat the game. And you're a winner when you beat the game. And you're a winner when you beat the game. And you're a winner, and you're a winner, and you're a winner, and you're a winner. Yeah.
Everybody up there loves a winner. Don't go losing, baby.
so sweet.
Oh, yes.
Wanandika.
Oh, yes.
It's nice, nice.
Yeah.
There's a lot to say about these tracks. The first one was Patter Patter, which has become known globally, and that's by a South African singer known as Mama Africa, called Miriam Makeba, and the song was recorded and released in 1967, and it came out of the dance music associated with the shabines, the illegal drinking dens in the African townships. And because of her political activism against apartheid, Miriam Makeba was exiled in 1960 and spent 30 years away from South Africa until after the return of Nelson Mandela. Her husband at the time was Hugh Masekela, trumpeter and also a political activist who produced many songs addressing the issues around the working class of South Africa and apartheid. Also exiled around the same time in 1960, and he became globally known for his trumpet playing, and this track, Don't Go Lose It Baby, has definitely got quite a bit of disco influences coming from the West. The third track is called Cosette, one of my favourites, and this is by an outfit called Martini and the Mayatola Queens that came out in 1987, and it's an example of, and I can't really say this word because I can't use click language, which comes out of South Africa, but style of music, Bakanga. The fourth track, Jive Soweto, came out in 1987, and that's by multi-instrumentalist and singer Sipho Hotsticks Mabuse. Thank you.
My Marrakesh man, my Zuzu. Uska Marrakesh man, my Bubu. Uska Marrakesh man, see ya bon na bon. Uska Marrakesh man, see ya villa villa ne. Marrakesh man,
oi oi.
I'm a 50 pink. Jackson.
I hit you now, tell the independent. Let's go 50-50. I'm feeling that, tell the independent. Let's go 50-50. I'm hitting that, tell the independent. Let's go 50-50. I'm feeling that, tell the independent. Let's go 50-50. I hit you now, tell the independent. Let's go 50-50. I'm feeling that, tell the independent. Let's go 50-50. I'm hitting that, tell the independent. Let's go 50-50. I'm feeling that, tell the independent. Let's go 50-50.
Keep an eye on Apple 2050.
I'm not level zone, voila. 50 is down, no excuse. Yes, Lord.
I get to ask booty, poco, like poco, last comment. When full of punya lauba.
I get the fed, nepple, best last panel. When a full of panel, lauba, and if it.
I get to ask booty, poco, like poco, last comment. When full of punya lauba.
I get the fed, nepple, best last panel. When a full of panel, lauba, and if it.
First track there was called Mojaji by a singer-producer called Chico, and it's the first example of Kwaito tracks, which I'm going to say a bit more about in a minute. And Chico had sung in Sifu Mabuse's band, so there's a link back there, and also produced tracks by Brenda Fassi, who was the woman who sang the next track, which is called Vulindela, which came out in 97. And Brenda Fassi had a troubled life, struggled with cocaine addiction. Like many of the other South African musicians I've played today, she was involved in activism, criticism of the apartheid system. And she produced a track called Black President, celebrating the release of Nelson Mandela back in 1990. She was known as the Queen of African Pop, the Madonna of the townships. After that, we had Oyoi by Arthur Mafokoti, which came out in 97, and he was known as the King of Kwaito. And the last one, 50-50 by Ndu, which came out in 2001 and featured vocalist Mendoza. And Ndu was the godfather of Kwaito. So what was Kwaito? It was the music that came out of Soweto in the 1980s and 90s, related somewhat to New York house music at the time, but slower and very South African in its roots, particularly with the deep bass lines, a kind of thump, which I associate with a lot of South African music going right back to the 1960s.
I ain't one number. this bass drop. So we arrive at I'm a Piano, as I said at the beginning, and the first track there, which came out in 2 years ago, was My Home Is by DJ producer Dirk Matuda and vocalist Ada. The next one was called Utafeka, and that was by DJ Nomsa the King and Tebza the DJ, came out in 2024. And the last track, Ngusu Theni, by the group called Ash and Dust, came out this year in 2025. And that is a very rapid run through South African music, and I've missed out so much. I think there's another show coming along fairly soon on the same topic. See you all next week. Bye.
From bottom there never was known a contest more worthy of fame and renown than one for Twin Griffiths and Bayliss of late. On conquest both Ben and for victory elate, and it's come, come,